Here's an in-swinger. Hits Ponting on the pad. An appeal for LBW and an appeal for a catch. And Rudy Kirtson, I think, is saying no to everything. Strauss is still claiming the catch. Hang on. The umpires are now going to confer. Ponting standing there in his crease. We're playing in the spirit of the game, he said, in the week. We've nicked it, Ricky. Off you go. 10-1. The umpires walking over to meet each other. Ponting standing there, leaning on his bat like an angel. It was pitched up, round about the leg stump. He tried to flick it through mid-wicket. There was an appeal for leg before wicket from Anderson. And now Ponting is coming up to speak to his partner. The ball flew then low to Strauss at first slip. There is no conferral.
Well, surely they've got to
they're going
decision.
For a referral, but perhaps to see if it carried or not. But that's really all they can decide upon here. If they're unsighted, they can go for a referral. Now, did it come off the pad? Did it come off the bat? Strauss appeared to catch the ball. I mean, maybe Rudy Kirtson was unsighted, but I'd have thought Billy Doctorow would have seen from square leg that was a clean catch, as it were. But it's what it came off, that's the question. That was taken some way off the ground. They didn't...
I think it was going down the leg side. It's whether he got an inside edge, and I'm not convinced he did. But no.
But the third umpire isn't allowed to say anything about that. They can only say whether the catch was taken, and it suggests that because they've asked for a referral about the catch, that Mr. Kirtson thinks he edged it. Otherwise, why ask for a replay on the catch? He's given him out. He's given him out. And Ponting's still standing there. He doesn't want to go. Now he turns and walks off.